A king used a beggar to teach his subjects a lesson.
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with UMI founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
A devout king was disturbed by the ingratitude of his royal court, so he prepared a delicious banquet for them. Then, by prearrangement, a beggar shuffled into the hall, sat down, gorged himself with food, and left without saying a word. The horrified guests asked the king for permission to tear him apart for such ingratitude. The king said, "That beggar has done only once to an earthly king what each of you does every day to God. You devour his blessings every day without recognizing God or giving him one word of thanks." King David did not want to be guilty of ingratitude to God. In Psalm 65, he said, "What mighty praise, O God, belongs to you in Zion." He then identified some reasons that God deserves praise. David says, "You answered our prayers. You forgave our sins. You have performed amazing deeds for us. You welcome us into your very presence. You are the sovereign ruler of the entire universe. You are the hope of everyone on earth." Today, we enjoy those same blessings from God. The Bible tells us in Romans chapter 1 that ingratitude toward God is the first step in backsliding. So praise and gratitude toward God should always be in our hearts, if not on our lips.
If you'd like to learn more about God and His plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com